Blog Talk Radio.
And good afternoon, and we are here today again in the great state of Minnesota, and we're going to have some people calling in and letting us know what's going on. I think we have a caller now at Mankato. Okay, what's going on in Mankato? What's on your mind today? 3191. Okay, we have a little shy person there. Let's see if we can tease something out here. Are they showing a lot of justice in Mankato right now? Is there justice in Mankato? I think not. And we also have a caller from Mississippi. Is there justice in Mississippi?
How you doing there, Miss Hattie? It is so good to be back on the radio.
We are back
and talking about the concerns that's in our community, the concerns what's going on in the world, and all this police brutality, this election. It's just so many broad things we can talk about today. Just, it's a good topic today. What's on your mind? I have so much on my mind I would like to speak about today. But you go ahead on and open up, and I'll be ready.
Well, we are ready, and we are looking for our justice today. Is there any justice in Mississippi?
Well, I think it's justice to a certain degree, and that's it. And I don't think it's justice like the, it's not justice for the, not justice for the black man. It's no justice for the black man whatsoever. And I hate to say it like that. You know, people say we always try to say there's no justice and things have changed. Yes, things have changed. But when you look around, there is no justice. There's a set of laws, one set of laws for the white man, one set of laws for the Mexican, one set of laws for the Chinese, another set of laws for the black, and then there's another type of justice, one for the poor and one for the wealthy. And if you don't have no money, you cannot fight the justice system. You just beating in the wind. If you try to fight the system, it's not going to work. And it's just not going to work. Because I have seen a case down in South Carolina where a young man was at school and he was on a free lunch program. And he was getting his milk. And he forgot to get his milk and he went back to get his other milk. They pick his neck up. Do you not know they are trying to give that young man a felony? A felony? They wanted him to plead guilty, and the mother asked them what was they going to put on his record. They refused it, so they chose to fight it. Why would you even be wasting taxpayers' money to fight somebody over a 65-cent carton of milk? But
wow,
this is the justice in America, the great America. And also, like Donald Trump this morning about his taxes, how in the H that you can file billions and billions of dollars of loss, you don't have to pay taxes for 18 years,
And here I am. Don't make but 40-something thousand a year. And they said, I owe the Internal Revenue $2,500. And they unwrote me so many times, threatening me. And then people wonder why the folks is angry in America. You can't help but be angry in America. There's no justice for the poor, and there's no justice for the brown man and black man. There's no justice in America. People say, why you say that? You look around and see a man caught, breaks down in the middle of the road. I mean, break down, and he winds up dead. Are there any justice? What do you think, Ms. Hattie? Do you think there's justice in America?
I think it's a mess in America. That's what I think. It's a mess, and it's exploitation, and just as you say, poor people don't have a chance. I think about what's going on in Mankato, where this woman's business was taken away from her. Whites came in, ran it, did what they wanted to do with her business, and the judge dismisses the case, and she's still paying on the furniture that they're using when they took over her daycare. I don't know. There's something wrong with that picture. Hardworking people, no justice.
But I feel like blacks in America are going to have to start rising up and defending themselves. That's just what I believe. People may not see it that way. I believe people are going to have to rise up and start defending themselves at all costs. That's just me.
Oh, yeah. You have to do something.
You have to fight back. And somebody going to come in and take your business? That just don't make any sense. And in order for them to take our business, she must have been making a lot of money. Because that's when white folks want your business and they don't want you to succeed. Can I tell you about a story? One time,
sure.
I was cleaning houses, and I've been cleaning houses all my life down south. I had a car. I had two cars. I had an old car that I drove to work, and I had a brand-new car that was at home. So the man that I worked for, white man, he wasn't home. His wife teach school, and he worked another job, and my car broke down. And I had to drive my new car. And the husband happened to come home, see my new car, and these were his exact words to me. You don't need to be working for me. I need to be working for you with a car like that. That was my last day working at that house when he saw my car. He wanted me to live in poverty. He did not want me to have anything as a black person. Mm-hmm. America is backwards, and America is racist, and America is screwed up. It is really, really screwed up. And Donald Trump is bringing out all the bigotry and all the hatred. It is sad what is going on in America. It is sad. But know that this man is a bigot. And it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. And another thing, as black people, we better get up off of our behinds and get out and vote. I stress this, get out and vote. Not only for the president, if you want change in your community, you got to vote in local, you got to vote in your mayors, your district attorneys, all these different things that's going on in your community. when you do not get up off your behind and vote, even for your school board, you do not get up off your behind and vote, it's nobody's fault but your own. It's nobody's fault. And people, a lot of people saying, I'm not going to vote. How stupid do you sound? You not going to vote. And your ancestors bled and died in order for you to have a right to vote. Do not make any sense, people. I'm talking to my people, black people, poor people, people who are disfranchised, who don't have nothing, who everything is going to be left for the wealthy. You better get up and vote. Now, Ms. Hattie, what do you think about voting? Because we got a lot of people saying they are not going to vote.
Yes, I have heard that. And I think you have to vote. The main thing to vote in is your local election, the local people. That's where you need to really, really take a real, real stance in, and your governor's races, city council, mayor, school board, presidential election. We don't really do anything with that anyway. That's the Electoral College, those people that have been selected to vote there. You only have a popular vote, and sometimes a popular vote does not match who the president is. So. But voting at locally, right within your community, is so critical.
You absolutely correct. You absolutely correct, Ms. Hattie. But
we as people,
we need to go out in the churches, in the communities, and teach people how important it is for our elections, how things can get done, and how the people stay in office and continuously utilize us because we won't go vote in our local office. You're absolutely correct. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
And there really, there should be an overhaul of all of these different things that are going on. The justice system, everything seems to be broken pretty well here now. It's chaotic. It doesn't make logical sense. What's right is right. What's wrong is wrong. But the way they have it, what's wrong now is right. And what's right now is wrong.
Yes.
So we do have another caller. Caller, did you have something you'd like to add? Okay, you're going to just listen in. That's great. Well, chime in whenever you're comfortable.
Yep, you are absolutely correct. Why we can't worry about our local office? Why our people just can't do right, Ms. Hattie? Ms. Hattie, why our people just won't get out? I just can't get over this.
Feel disenfranchised. They feel like it won't make a difference.
Huh?
They don't think it'll make a difference. I think that's what most people say. It just won't make any difference.
But it do makes a difference. It makes a big difference. And people have to realize it makes a big difference. It makes a huge difference. And we as black people, we got to get up and do something in our community. We can't look for nobody else to do anything for us. We cannot look for people to do nothing for us. We have to stand up and take a stand for ourselves. And this is what I'm saying. Let's take a stand for ourselves. Why is it so hard for us to try to take a stand for ourselves? It just don't make any sense that we won't do anything.
People have been, beat down so much. People have been
beat down.
Oppressed to the point of feeling numb. I think people feel numb.
But yes,
we probably feel numb.
But it's no reason for us not to do anything. Because you know what? I was thinking about a situation in my life with my grandbabies. I was beat down. I was just worn down. But then when I listen at Miss Pauline says, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give in. And I just needed that little nudge. I just needed it because you do get beat down. But this is where we got to go out in our churches. Dr. Martin Luther King, they had people that go out to different churches. He went to different churches and speaking. But the churches are not doing it anymore. All the churches want now is money. All they want now is money. I hate to say it like that, but it's the truth. They all want money now. They're not worrying about, like, seeing about your brother's keeper. Years ago, you used to be your brother's keeper. Now you're not your brother's keeper anymore. You don't care nothing about your brother. You only care about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we got to change in our community. Because I hate to say it, the white man, he can be in the wrong, but he's still going to look out for his people.
Yes.
They can be so crooked, but they still going to look out for each other. Why we can't do the same thing? Why we can't look out for our people? If we won't change, we got to fight for change. The young folks got to fight. The old people done sweat and died for them to go out and vote. I'm stressing the young people that hear the sound of my voice, please get out and go and vote. Please get out and go vote. Now, Miss Hattie, can you tell the people what's the difference in Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton? Can you tell the people?
In terms of what? Not a lot. What's going to happen? I think the end result will be the same, but they are speaking differently. They're talking differently.
Think Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton is on the same page.
In some ways, yes. In other ways, no.
Well, what you mean? Explain it so our listeners can give them
the end result, because there are so many structures already in place in this country. The end result is going to be the same, no matter who gets in the White House. We saw that with President Obama. It's really not make a heck of a lot of difference, because the government is really being run by the shadow government, corporate America, and multinationalist and international kinds of structures. And so that's where it's almost like that office now is a figurehead. It's really not run by the people, but locally to some extent, it is still run by the people. But when you get at that level in Washington, D.C., that's what I mean. Does that help you to understand any better? The structures are already in place with the capitalist and the capitalistic ways of operating, that whoever's in that White House, it's gonna be pretty much the same thing.
Oh, okay.
That's my thoughts on it.
Oh, okay. And see, my thought is I really take the less of the two evils.
Okay.
That just me.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want the bigot.
A lot of people are saying that too. Yeah.
I don't want the bigot.
I've heard that.
I don't. The bigot, to me, you teaching people to hate. There was a there was a breaking news story. This white man went into a restaurant, and I forgot what city it in. He went into a restaurant, and he was so angry, he didn't want the black man to wait on him, and he went to hollering that he was a Donald Trump supporter, and he called the black man a nigger and told the black man, so, nigger, I don't want you waiting on me. Get out of here. I'm a Donald Trump supporter. And he turned around,
wow,
and he kept calling the man a nigger, and so the young man told him, say, quit calling me a nigger. Quit, you know, quit calling me a nigger. So finally the young man took him and gave him a lashing out of this world. And he should have.
Huh.
He should have gave him a lashing. But the man told him, nigger, I don't want you waiting on me. Isn't that awful?
That's America.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is so much of hatred. It's just too much hatred.
I agree.
It's just too much hatred. And that's what I think, what's wrong. He ain't going to do nothing but make it more, he ain't going to do nothing but make it more bad for the other people. He going to make it harder. We already having a hard time. It's going to be even harder. Don't you agree with that? He going to bring out the most evil. That going to be evil. He going to bring out the evil in the people.
Right, right.
Yes, that's what you'll do.
He going to bring evil out. He going to bring and make the people turn on each other. And then he ain't going to do nothing but fatten his pocketbook.
Right, right.
That's basically what he's doing. He going to fatten his pocketbook. It's not about helping nobody. It's about helping himself, setting up the structure for the elite.
Exactly. And that's what
that's a cold word. When you say make America great again, that's a cold word. What you mean make America great again? What you mean you want to go back to them that you used to be under, the Jim Crow system? Is that what you want to do? Is that what you want to do?
Well, yes.
Jim Crow system?
It's part of that, and it's part of that was the same slogan that Hitler had.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make Germany great again. That was his exact same. But what he's showing is how gullible people are.
And they're going to fall for it.
They are. A lot of them are. Yes.
They are going to fall for it, and that's the sad thing about it. But I'm glad we're back on the air. I'm hoping next week that people begin to call back in.
Yes.
People to begin to call back in and get back on the show, and people begin to voice their opinion. We need a dialogue. People say, you just talk. Some people need to talk. To get out their frustration.
True, very true.
So
it's real.
Some people say, well, you're just
very
talking on the radio. You're just talking. Some people need this talk.
Well, sometimes out of talking you get some ideas, and those ideas will change, and solutions, actions. Yes.
Yes. And I'm hoping, I'm hoping a great change come in America for the good. So it'll be justice for everybody. And we got to figure out a way out all these police shootings. All these police just shooting to kill. And then as black people, we got to stop calling the law every time you look up. when we know our people are mentally ill, do not call the law. Let's try to come among ourselves and see if we can do something.
You know, I was speaking with a lady this morning, and she talked about in her community, and this was in Missouri. She said, we have a mother here, and she has a 14- and a 19-year-old daughter, and the 19-year-old daughter has some mental health issues, and she can't keep her in the house. She keeps, you know, the young lady will walk around the neighborhood, and it's kind of like, well, she's very vulnerable in that sense to be walking around at any time. And so what she said to me was, she says, we're in the community, and we know her, and we all look out for that girl. And we help her get her daughter back in the house whenever there's a issue like that. And I thought, wow, I said, that's the way neighborhoods used to be. And she, of course, has lived in that neighborhood for quite some time. And here in that same city, this is Missouri again, I talked to another lady, and they had a co-op, a housing co-op, and it's been pretty much a pretty nice place. People live there that are working class people, and, you know, professional people live there too. Some of the teachers used to live there, and it's near downtown in Missouri, Kansas City. And she says, well, the white people want it now, and they're trying to get us out of here. And I thought, wow, it's called Parade Park, and they want to, you know, restructure it, remodel it, and then sell it out for condos. And I thought, yep, that sounds right, more gentrification. So we have all these things to fight against. It's just really difficult sometimes to even think about, look, where do you start at? You know, if the Europeans came and actually just stole America from the Indians, literally, and wherever they go, that's what they want to do, just take what they want. And that's what happens. So... She says, we're going to fight back, and we're not going to let them take our community. And you're fighting like this all over this country now. Black communities are being just snatched up.
And that's exactly what they're doing. They are deliberately snatching us up. They are deliberately snatching us up.
Yes.
Well, you know what? Only thing I can say is we as a people got to wake up. And I think a lot of our people are sleeping. And that's our problem.
True.
We are sleeping. When are we going to wake up and take responsibility and make things happen for ourselves? That's what
well,
I'm saying.
One
we
got to
make things
that we can
happen
do.
For ourselves.
Exactly. There are some things.
That's all I'm saying. We got to make things happen for ourselves. When are we going to do it?
Well, I can tell you one strategy. One strategy is this. Women United. Go check out our website. Women United, 7777.org. That's 4 number 7s. And we're going to be doing some exciting things as we work with the Million Woman March commemoration that's coming up next year, 2017. And already things are in place. So go check out Women United, 7777.org. We got to be involved. We got to make sure that we stay involved. We have to do what needs to be done. There are certain things only we can do for our community, only we can do for our children, only we can educate them in certain ways. Other ways, they're going to be educated to bow down to, quote, the status quo.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely correct. We are.
And so how do we educate our children that they have far greater opportunities and far greater things that they can do than to fit into a society that constantly oppresses and pushes them away?
I was listening the other day on the news at Reverend Jesse Jackson, and he was saying the biggest role in the civil rights movement, churches played a great part. He said churches played a major part. He said now on the day, the churches are not playing the part. And
that's true, but you know. But you know what? The churches really didn't play that major part back then. Let me say this. I think what happened was this. Some of the churches did, but if you look at it historically, it wasn't a lot of them. Many of them ran from Dr. King. They did not want him to come. They did not want him stirring up trouble in their communities, they would say, because they were comfortable. They were fearful of what would happen, the aftermath of it. And so fear played a great role in that. I think that churches would be great to do some of the things that need to be done now, but that's just not going to happen because, and I'm not talking about churches only, our people have bought into materialism. They got to have the best car, they got to have the best property, they got to have the best clothes. And so when you buy into materialism, you become selfish and greedy, just like the system that's oppressing you. And once you do that and you think you have arrived, what happens? You're willing to throw all of your other people under the bus. You're not looking for a collaborative. You're not looking for a way to bring everybody. You're not looking to bring everybody along with you with your success and progress. What you want to do is you climb the ladder. If others try to climb that ladder with you that look like you, what you do is you stomp on their fingers and you make them fall off every chance you get. That's what's going on. We have to take responsibility for that ourselves.
I really agree with you with that because I look at the young man from the San Francisco 49ers, Kaepernick. I looked at him, and my hat is off to him. I honor him so much because this young man, he have got so many death threats. And the San Francisco 49ers told them that they would bring in some bodyguards for him. He told them, do not waste your money on putting a bodyguard on me. Take the money and put it on a greater cause, helping the people. He said, if I die for my cause to make a change, let me die. How many of you know would say that in giving up money like that and tell them, don't put no bodyguards on me. If I die, let me die.
And let me tell you this. See, that's the problem. There's selfishness, there's greed, and nobody's willing that to die for what they believe in anymore. And it's a saying that if you don't die for something, you'll fall for anything. And frankly speaking, many Black Americans are falling for anything.
You are absolutely correct, Miss Hattie. You is correct. You are absolutely correct, and that's what's wrong with our people.
We're not even willing to sacrifice anything. We're not willing to sacrifice
our
time.
We don't want to sacrifice.
We don't want to sacrifice.
And the young folks today, they want everything handed to them on a silver platter. They don't want to fight and sacrifice for nothing. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants the young folks. We cannot get them to realize the sacrifice have been made.
For time. Just their time even to get involved in an organization and do something for themselves and their children.
Yes, because that's what I tell my children and I tell my grandkids. I said, I'm getting up in age. I told my grandson, I said, I want you to remember everything I'm teaching you. I said, because I'm getting up in age now. I said, Grandmama is not going to be around forever. I said, but I want you to remember the words and the things that I have taught you. And I said, and I don't want you to ever forget what I taught you. I said, I want you to remember the things and the words that I'm saying to you.
Yeah. We have to tell them the truth so they can survive. They have to survive.
Yes, you absolutely correct. You are absolutely correct.
If we don't tell our children the truth, if we don't tell our children the truth, it's a sure way to annihilate them and to have them annihilated.
And our kids don't know what it is to be oppressed. They don't know what it is to be oppressed. The young folks don't know this. And this is what we're trying to teach them, and they can't seem to get it.
Well, they didn't grow up in that era, but I tell you what, if a certain person gets in, they will feel it, they will see it, they will know it, they will understand it, they will say, this is what they've been trying to show us.
Uh-huh. And then
but
here
then
it is,
will be too late.
I remember one time when I was 16 years old, I was working, I had a summer job, and I may not even been 16, I may have been 15 or whatever, but I remember it just as good. I had a summer job, and the lady, they had someone, I'm working on one hall. They had us on certain halls. You didn't go over on the hall that you wasn't working on. And this something had really stayed in my mind. I never forgot this. And they had vomit like all over this particular hall. And the white young lady refused to clean it up. And then they came and got me, told me to get it up. And they told me to my face that she did not want to do it, and she refused to do it. Now, imagine, that wasn't even my hall, but they told me to get down there and get it all up. And that's something that have always stayed with me. That's something I never forgot. The white girl was too good to clean it up. And if, as a black girl, if I had refused, I wouldn't have had a job anymore. Something to think about.
Yes, it is.
That's really, that just horrible. It's just horrible.
Well, if anybody want to call in and give us a little bit of their opinion, we can have guests call in at 602-753-1676. And we'll be back next week, 1:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you can call in at 602-753-1676.
Yes.
Any final words as we
I just wanted to say I really enjoyed the show. Looking forward to our show being back on again. Looking forward to getting our point of views out to the young people to let the young people know the struggle, because we are still in the struggle. And see you next week.
Thank you. Have a great rest of the day, everybody out there.
Thank you. Bye-bye.